In this bulletin, the US State Department blocks the EU ambassador from testifying before an impeachment inquiry. As many as 30 properties lost in an out-of-control bushfire in northern New South Wales. And a Scotsman to potentially make a Socceroos debut 3 days after first arriving in Australia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Trump administration has stopped the US ambassador to the European Union from testifying before a congressional impeachment inquiry. Gordon Sondland had been due to appear, but the State Department instructed him not to do so. He was expected to face questions about any role he played in Donald Trump asking Ukraine to investigate Democrat rival Joe Biden, whose son Hunter Biden was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Donald Trump says Mr. Sondland would only have been appearing in front of a kangaroo court. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, has criticised the move.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked those involved in fighting bushfires across Australia. He says his thoughts are with those who have lost their homes after a fire destroyed as many as 30 houses in northern New South Wales at Rapfield, just south of Casino.
Our thoughts are with those who have lost a great deal overnight. Fortunately, there's been no loss of life, which is something always to be thankful for, but there are remaining very serious threats today. But for those communities around Casino, it's going to be a very tough day, but know that Australians are with you.
President of the European Parliament, David Sassoli, says there's been no progress towards a Brexit deal after his meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Negotiations are continuing between Britain and the EU, but many diplomats say the chances of a deal being struck before October the 31st are low. The Institute of Fiscal Studies is warning a no-deal Brexit could have a depressing effect on the economy. Director Paul Johnson says leaving the EU without a deal will see the UK having to borrow billions of dollars.
A no-deal Brexit is going to result in probably no growth at all in the economy over the next couple of years. It will hit the public finances hard. We'll be borrowing maybe £50 billion more than we otherwise would be borrowing. And the danger is that whilst the government initially responds by increasing spending, maybe cutting taxes to support the economy, we're going to have to claw that back with another dose of austerity as we unwind those spending increases and tax cuts.
German authorities say a truck attack on motorists in the western town of Limsburg is being investigated as suspected terrorism. 8 people were injured when a man hijacked a truck and drove into 8 vehicles. Waiting at a traffic light, police arrested a 32-year-old suspect who was originally from Syria. It's understood he's been living in Germany since 2015. New research shows nearly two-thirds of young Australians believe the mental health of young people is getting worse. Of the 4,000 12 to 25-year-olds surveyed by Headspace, nearly 40% say social media is negatively affecting youth mental health. Other factors identified include expectations of family and community, work and study pressures, and political, social and environmental issues. Apeksha Das from Headspace National Youth Reference Group says she hopes the acknowledgement of mental health issues faced by young people will encourage them to get help when they need it.
A lot of people are reaching out a lot more. A lot of people are talking about mental health a lot more. So I guess people are realising that things aren't okay, which is actually a really good thing.
In football, a Scotsman could make his Socceroos debut just 3 days after arriving in Australia for the first time. Harry Suter qualifies to play for Australia through his mother and could make his international debut in a World Cup qualifier against Nepal on Thursday. The 20-year-old has spent his whole life in Great Britain and is currently on loan from English club Stoke to Fleetwood Town. He played for Scotland's under-19 side before switching his allegiances earlier this year and making 2 appearances for the Ollie Roos team. The weather now for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 27. It's sunny also in Adelaide and 18. A few showers in Melbourne, 15. Much the same for Hobart, 16. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 18. A possible shower in Wollongong, 17. A shower or two for Sydney, 19. Much the same for Newcastle. It's sunny in Brisbane and 27. It's also sunny in Cairns and 32. And it's sunny as well in the top end in Darwin at 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.